Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Dr. Bob Peoples, who's the executive director with CARE, the Carpet America Recovery Effort. Bob, how you doing?
I'm doing great. It's good to be with you for another year, and let me just say Happy New Year to all your listeners out there.
All right. 2016 is finally here, and hopefully it will be prosperous for all. So let's talk about something that happened last month. You published your annual report. It's actually the 2014 annual report. There's a lot of, I guess, numbers you have to pull together that are some of them are government statistics, so it takes a while for you to pull this together. But I wanted to talk about first the changes at CARE and then some of the accomplishments and challenges. First off, one of the big things that happened with CARE is in the course of the last year, the organization has grown from being about a $5 million operation to about a $15 million operation, right?
Yeah, that's correct, Kemp. You know, CARE for a long time was running at about $500,000. And in 2011, when the California program came online, you know, we sell about 100 million square yards a year out there. And the original assessment in California was a nickel a square yard. So that was a $5 million increment. So CARE operated at that point as a $5.5 million enterprise. On April 1st of 2015, we actually went from a nickel to a dime, and that doubled the California size of the revenue. So we are currently at a $10 million annual revenue stream here that we manage. And, of course, your listeners know we launched the Voluntary Product Stewardship Program with the support of the industry in 2015. That was an additional $4.5 million. So CARE in 2015, you know, went from being a $5.5 million enterprise to about a $15 million enterprise with funds that we manage. Mm-hmm. And I will tell your listeners that on March 1st, we anticipate that CalRecycle will be approving an additional increase in the California assessment going from 10 to 20 cents a square yard. So that'll take CARE up to being a $25 million enterprise in 2016 once that gets approved.
So that's going to double again to 20 cents?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
If you look at the number of pounds that we need to divert and recycle out in California specifically to hit our goal of 16% recycled output by the end of 2016, and if you look at the recent increase in subsidies that we've had to implement to compete in the marketplace, we needed additional funds to make sure we could pay out those subsidies. Oil has been a huge factor for all recycling commodities on a global basis. Carpet is certainly no exception, but the extreme drop in the price of oil to down around $36 a barrel right now has really completely undermined the value for recycled materials in the marketplace today.
That's right. I mean, it's obvious, but just to reiterate what you're telling us is that if you can get virgin resin for a much lower price, why use recycled resin, which oftentimes is a little harder to process, correct?
Correct. It takes a little bit more energy and effort to process post-consumer material. Mm-hmm. And when the prices have collapsed the way they have, it in some cases it makes it hard to justify that extra effort. The places where it does have value is where people are using it specifically because of their products and market positioning to have post-consumer recycled content in it. At the end of the day, it all comes down to economics, and right now the economics are not working to our advantage.
Some other challenges that you're facing, I know, is you saw a decreasing number of sorter collectors. And most people know, too, that listen to this, know that, you know, we're seeing this on the residential side, which has more face fiber, which is the bulk of the weight that needs to be recycled. We're seeing a shift over to PET, which has fewer viable aftermarket applications for the fiber. So there's several challenges you're facing that makes this somewhat of a tough go, doesn't it?
I think you've summed it up quite well, Kemp. I hate to use this phrase because it's overused at times, but it's like the perfect storm here. We've got the confluence of a lot of negative factors all hitting at the same time and making it pretty tough for the recycling world. I think if you ask folks that are in the plastics recycling business, carpet in particular, would you really expect to see nylon being a challenge for us? They would have said no. Nylon's had good established markets, and right now it's a flip-flop between nylon and PET. We're seeing as much or more PET starting to get moved right now as we are nylon. That's a stunning reversal. In fact, I can tell you that, you know, we're talking a lot of doom and gloom here, but we do have a lot of projects going into 2016 that look like they may position us well for the recycle of post-consumer PET with some new products and new applications, hopefully some new capacity coming online. And I'm seeing the first little inkling of a relief for the nylon markets, nylon 6-6 in particular. Mm-hmm. Too early to say we've turned the corner. I can't say with any confidence that we've bottomed out yet at this point in time. So reason to have some optimism, but no, we got a tough hill to climb.
Okay. Another thing I'd like to point out is that in this report, you point out how much carpet was basically thrown out in 2014, and it's 3.4 billion pounds, so it's a pretty large number, isn't it?
It is a large number, but your listeners will probably recall that that number's down, you know, by 25% or more from the heyday. With the recession that we went through in 2008 and 2009, I think everyone knows the carpet industry is still recovering from that. They're not nearly back at the volumes of carpet that was sold pre-recession. And as new carpet gets sold, about 80 to 85% of that is sold as replacement. So whatever your sales are times 85%, that's your square yards of rip out that are coming out in round figures. And we use typically about 4.5 pounds per square yard as the weight of a typical broadloom carpet. And that's how we come up with 3.5 billion pounds of disposal in 2014.
One last thing I want to do before we run out of time is talk about when you divert it, where does it go? Some of it is used for waste to energy. Some of it's recycled back into other engineered plastic applications. Some of it is used in, I guess, a concrete process. And then some of it does actually, after you divert it, it does end up back in the landfill, right?
Sure does. If you look at the data, what it tells us is of everything that gets collected, about 23% actually gets recycled in the true sense of recycling. Mm-hmm. Reuse is very small, less than a percent. Between calf, kiln, and waste to energy, we're looking at about 30, 31%. So of everything that gets collected, about 45% actually goes back to the landfill. Mm-hmm. But if you look at what gets recycled, that 23% I mentioned, of what gets recycled, about half of it goes into engineered resins, so that's high-value market outlets, mostly into materials that are used under the hoods of automobiles. Interestingly enough, I always like to point out to people that in 2014, our processors reported that 18% of what got recycled actually went back into the face fiber or carpet, and another 3% went into the backing of carpet. And that's pretty significant because anybody that's been involved in spinning a fiber knows it is a tough technical challenge. It took about 10 years for the carpet industry to figure out how to develop the technology and get recycled post-consumer carpet clean enough that could actually be respun into a carpet fiber. So of what gets recycled, you know, almost a quarter of it is going back into carpet itself. And that's really closing the loop. And hopefully we'll see that grow in the future. Another big outlet for post-consumer carpet, in particular PET, is fiber pad. Fiber pad goes underneath the carpet as an alternative to the urethane foam that people know of, typically as Rebond. And it's used primarily in the contract world, where the carpet needs to get put down over a pad, less in the residential side. But if we could convince more people to use fiber pad as a way to close the loop and recycle this material, it would work to everyone's benefit.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of data in this. Those people that want to see this report, I'm sure it's on your website. Tell us how they can find it.
Yeah, they could go to www.carpetrecovery.org and click on the button for resources.
Okay, Bob. Well, it's great to talk to you and appreciate you walking us through your 2014 annual report, which was just published last month. Again, been talking to Dr. Bob Peoples, Executive Director with CARE, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaLA.net.